It's 3:32 downtown on your Friday, live at Seasons Main Street, downtown Bangor. Rich Kimble and Ryan Wehning, and time to talk NFL football as camps open up all around the league. We're joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by Vinny Iyer of the Sporting News. Vinny, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich. Appreciate it.
Hey, great to be back talking football again. And you had a really nice piece covering all the teams in the league with the key questions and simple answers. So I thought we'd start with a few teams and begin right here in New England with the Patriots. So what is the key question and what's the simple answer for the Pats?
Well, I think Bill Belichick is already being annoyed by this question about Jimmy Garoppolo and what are they going to do or how are they going to change their game plan. But it's pretty critical for their season. It's a quarter of their season where they're relying on a guy that has developed well but has never started a game when it counts behind Tom Brady. So, they're going to ask that question over and over again because there are some questions about the receivers right now. They're hurt that Julian Edelman, Deion Lewis, and Danny Amendola are banged up. So you've got to adjust a few new targets there, Martellus Bennett, Malcolm Mitchell, and Chris Hogan. So there's a lot going on in that offense in flux that's around Tom Brady. And Jimmy Garoppolo, they've been happy, but until you see him kind of be implemented in his own game plan with his own skill set, there's going to be these questions.
A lot of Giants fans up in this area as well. What's the key question for them?
I think Victor Cruz, everyone wants to know, what is he going to bring to this offense? And I think anything he brings will be extra special because you look at this team with Sterling Shepard, with Odell Beckham Jr. now, they're set on the outside. Dwayne Harris is kind of a utility guy after them, and Jeremy Davis has also done some good things. So this passing game is looking loaded, even without Cruz being fully healthy. But if he can get back and contribute in the slot in some way, I think it's going to be very hard to stop this Giants offense. Even though the running game is inconsistent, there's a lot of guys who can catch passes there, including Will Tye and Shane Green.
Vinny, what are a couple of the position battles that you'll be keeping an eye on around the league in preseason?
Well, I think you got to look at the quarterbacks around town. I mean, that's just the way it is. They dominate the headlines in camp, and I think the number one there is Blaine Gabbert and Colin Kaepernick. Is Kaepernick going to restore himself and kind of impress in Chip Kelly's offense now that he's healthy and can maybe be out there and do some regular reps? So I still think I like Blaine Gabbert there. Are the Eagles going to subtly open things up if Carson Wentz forces their hand and Sam Bradford doesn't look good? I don't think they are. That's not their ideal plan. But I would watch out for Wentz to impress them a little bit more. And then you look at Denver and Trevor Siemian. I don't believe that it's a false statement to say he's in the mix and has a chance to be the guy to start there because I don't think Paxton Lynch is ready and Mark Sanchez is a turnover machine. So you look around this league, there's just a lot of those battles and everyone wants to know how it all works out. At least with the Jets, they bring in a guy and have two quarterbacks and they know they have their starter now.
We're talking with Vinny Iyer of the Sporting News as NFL camps open up here. And you wrote the other day that the Cleveland Browns ought to treat Josh Gordon, like Johnny Manziel. What do you mean by that?
Well, I just think if the theme of their offseason is to move on and turn things around from the mistakes they made in the past with guys that didn't buy in the right way and were unreliable for some reason on or off the field, then I think he has to be part of this cleaning. I know right now, the way it is conditionally, that it's no harm, no foul for them to look at this, and they're desperate at wide receiver, of course. So I understand why they would do it, but for me, I like the consistency and philosophy. If you're going to do that with a lot of guys that are having issues and want to move on with the right guys going forward, I think you have to move ahead. And I think Corey Coleman drafting him in the first round was a sign they were moving on from Josh Gordon. So I don't think they should try to cater to him too much and just move on with the young guys they have.
What team or maybe teams have the most questions that they need to answer here in preseason?
Well, I think I mentioned a few of them with the quarterback issues, but I think you look at the AFC South as a great place. I mean, the Titans, they're trying to figure out if this DeMarco Murray, Derrick Henry, this run-heavy offense, and Marcus Mariota, the zone lead, is that going to work out? Or the Colts going to change up their offense with Andrew Luck to keep him better protected? Is it going to be three wide receivers? Is it going to be two tight ends? Are they going to get a better running game there to help? And the Texans, they're the first team in the division. They've got to worry about all these weapons and Brock Osweiler. Is it going to help their passing game immediately, or is it going to take time? Then Jaguars, five or six new defensive starters. So those four teams, I think they all have a lot of promise, and anybody can emerge here in the next couple of years because they all seem to have a quarterback. But I think the NFC South, or the AFC South, is going to be one of the more interesting divisions this year.
Vinny, I know you're a fantasy guy also, so I thought I'd direct my question that way. Who among players that have switched teams or situations or even draft choices has the opportunity to really come on as a fantasy stud?
Well, I mentioned Sterling Shepard. I really like what he can do as a rookie. I think he might be the top one that you're looking at because the running backs aren't the greatest other than Ezekiel Elliott. I think you look at running back Ezekiel Elliott's my number one guy there among the rookies, and Shepard would be number one at receiver. I think you look at the guys that switch teams, a guy to me that you want to have on your team is Lamar Miller. He was underused, I think, in Miami. Still very productive there, but I think, as I mentioned with the Texans, Osweiler, developing him, they're going to be run heavy. And Lamar Miller is going to get every chance to touch the ball over three downs. And I think he's a very talented back and is going to be better in that offense.
It might be blasphemy to suggest this here in New England, but is Gronk still far and away the best value tight end out there?
Well, I don't know if he's the best value because you're going to be expending a lot to get him. You're going to have to draft him right after the first wave of elite receivers or right in that mix with the Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, Odell Beckham type of range. And those guys are going up a lot higher now because there are a lot of questions about the veteran running backs. So I think every year tight end, I try to dig deep and find a guy. Last year was Tyler Eifert. Some people waited after the draft, and Gary Barnidge came on their lap. So Gronk, if you're going to go after him, he's very expensive. I would suggest a cheap guy that you might be able to get later is Zach Miller, who's replacing – who's now in New England, Martellus Bennett. I think he's going to have a good year in Chicago with Jay Cutler.
And is it too risky for somebody to go out and try to get both Tom Brady and Jimmy Garoppolo?
I think the one thing you can be about 99% sure of, I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo will be drafted in many leagues. I think he'll be available there in the end. I think you have to just see what your risk tolerance is, if that's what you want to go with as your combination. If you're going to take a chance on Brady, where it usually goes, sixth or seventh round, and say, I'm still going to get this guy, stash him away, and knowing that I can get Garoppolo or fill in for 4 weeks with somebody you can get later. I don't think you want to get in a position where you get Tom Brady and maybe a guy like Jay Cutler or Ryan Tannehill or Matt Stafford, someone like that, where you're investing too high of a pick. If I get Brady and make that risk early, I think I wait and find that fill-in stopgap later.
Vinny Iyer of the Sporting News. Great to be back talking football with you, Vinny. Thanks as always, and we look forward to checking in with you throughout the season.